And another time I can remember being in school one afternoon, and there was a terrific explosion, and all those windows shook in the school, and we thought, we didn't know what it was. And when we got home, a plane had been landed with a bomb on board. I think they were Typhoons they had there, which was a fighter bomber, and they used to go out with a bomb under the undercarriage, and obviously you couldn't get rid of it for some reason. And my dad, he watched it all, because he was down the farm and he saw this plane, and he always knew when there was a problem, when a plane was coming in, if there was a problem, because all these red flares would go up, which would mean don't land. And eventually they get a green flare and then they come in. And Dad said he watched it come round, and it went out to Pagham, over Pagham way, over the sea, shaking its wings and goodness knows what, obviously trying to get rid of this bomb. It wouldn't come off. And so eventually they, well, I suppose he was running out of fuel and he had to come in, so they gave him the signal to land. And I remember it, Dad saying it came across the farm where he worked and landed, and he said it went right across to the corner. He said down by, well, we're near Bognor Bridge Roundabout, was the other one of the corners of the airfield. And he said it landed and stopped, and as it stopped, the bomb fell off, and the thing just went up and sadly, you know, blew the pilot and plane. But that was, you know, one of the things that happened far too often, I suppose, in the war. But and he said it blew him off the top of the hayrick he was watching it from. But anyway, that was that episode.